Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe with a powerful message of hope for the body of Christ. In the last episode, we said that God cannot be stopped. Almighty God is doing a new thing in the earth. And if you're in the body, if you are part of the body of Christ, then you are part of that new thing. But you must be prepared. Since the beginning of 2021, the Lord has been talking to me about celebrating the victory. Now, people are trying to figure out what's the victory. It seems like things are going crazy in the United States. So what's there to celebrate? Now, hold on. The title of this podcast is We Have the Victory. I'm going to explain what I mean by that. I heard the Lord clearly saying it had to be the 1st of January. On the New Year's Day, he said, New Year, Judgment Year. Now, judgment is not necessarily bad. If you're on the right side of the judgment, it could be very positive. Like we said the last time, the courts of heaven have returned a verdict against the enemies of God. So if you're an enemy of God, the judgment won't be so good for you. But beloved, for those who are standing in faith, for those who are remaining in faith, you, beloved, who remain in faith, have been judged righteous before Almighty God. Therefore, you can expect a tremendous payday coming your way. Many of you have suffered much. There's been much persecution. Therefore, your recompense will be great. God will pay you double for your trouble. As the prophet said in Isaiah 61:7, for your shame, ye shall have double. And for confusion, they have rejoiced in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love justice. When God repays, he doesn't play. It's serious business with God when he says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That devil and those who are following him are about to find out just how serious God is. Now, God says celebrate the victory. Okay, my prayer for each of you is that God opens your eyes to see the truth about the victory. Not what the world is saying, not what the media is showing you, not what politicians are calling truth. That's not truth at all. What you want to see is what God is saying. Everything you're seeing out here is fictitious. It's nothing but lies and propaganda. But as the Lord showed me, these lies are thinly veiled. Meaning if you want to know truth, it'll be obvious to you. Things are so shallow in the spirit that it's like a thin veneer that when God's word comes through, it will rip right through it. Even the witchcraft is thin. It's nothing but child's play. And even a child can see through it. But God is calling his people to see with his eyes and to have understanding with his understanding. Not human reasoning, but his understanding. And to hear that, you have to be in his word and be in prayer. We're about to witness something that has never been seen before in the earth. Something is coming, as God said, so frightening that you could be mistaken to think that this is the devil. Now, hold on. People think God is a loving God. Yeah, he's that. They think that God is one who has compassion on people. Yes. And he loves people. Yes, he does. But far above everything, God loves justice. He is a holy God. He is a just God. And when he tells us what to do and we don't do it, when he tells us not to touch his anointed and you plot and scheme against his people, there's only one result that comes out of that. And the courts of heaven have already spoken. So everything that's going on in the world now, all the evil, God has decreed and declared back in December in reversal. So whatever we're seeing that people think is truth, you're about to see it flop. It's going to go on the opposite direction and it's starting to crack now. But here's what I want you to know, people of God. You don't want to be like Elisha's servant who was frightened because there were armies circling around the prophet to kill him. Elisha wasn't scared. The servant was scared out of his wits. But Elisha said to him, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And beloved, that's where we are right now. It doesn't matter what evil is coming up, what evil you see, there are more with us. In fact, I have seen God deploy the angels. They're waiting for us to speak the word only. And that's what Elisha did. He prayed. He didn't argue with the servant. He just said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around about Elisha. And beloved, if God could open your eyes, you would see God is a God of justice. So whatever evil you see before you, open your eyes to see the truth. Let God reveal to you the truth because a just judge has spoken. and no man can overturn his verdict. Now you have to understand, in a court of law, you know, when a matter is before a judge, somebody wins and somebody loses, unless the matter is thrown out of court. And we're about to see in this country, in America, the execution of God's justice in such a way that it will make the world fall to their knees and run after God. Trust me when I say this, what's coming is going to be so severe that the people of the world are going to fall down and know that there is a God in this nation. Now, if you've been standing on faith, if you've been standing on wavering on the word God spoke to you, then it's time to celebrate the victory. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of Christians who say that, but they say it religiously. They don't know God. They don't know his victory. They have not experienced the word. They haven't experienced anything to declare victory, but that's not you. For you have been persecuted for righteousness' sake. You have been persecuted because you have stood on the word, and therefore, in this season, you will receive a judgment in your favor. Much is coming to you. There are some wannabe Christians that don't have understanding, but they will learn through your example. They will see what it means to stand on the word and stand on faith, and they will learn from your example. And I thank God for that, because there are many tares in the body of Christ, what Jesus calls those in sheep's clothing. They look like Christians, but they're not really Christian. But you are the believer in the true and living God, and there is victory for you. So God is saying to you today, declare the victory now. Don't wait until you see it. Declare it now. The angels have been deployed. They're all around us ready to bring whatever God told you to come to pass. And the Lord reminded me of a word he gave me earlier this year. He said, I have not changed my mind. What I said shall happen in your life, in the church, in America, in the USA, it will come to pass. He told me to write it down, and I did. And I put it in a book that I just recently released called Taking Back the Night, where the Lord declares his word, what his truth is. And I know a lot of people were concerned about what's going on with the presidency. Don't worry about the presidency. What God said about President Trump will come to pass. But what you need to be concerned about more than anything, beloved, where will you be when he does step in and God does what he does? Where will you be? President Trump may know his place, but do you know your place? That's the whole point of this. If you don't know what your place is, if you don't know what your victorious stance is, then you are standing behind somebody else, but you need to find out your place, because when this thing turns, you need to know exactly where God wants you to receive the victory he has for you. So begin with your mouth, the words of your mouth. As it says in Job 22:28, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. But if you're decreeing what the word is saying on the media, or what the politicians are saying, there's no light. That's darkness. That's not your victory. There is no victory in that. So you have to speak what God says. As he said, you shall have what you say. So put God's words in your mouth and declare what he has said. Beloved, we're called to be imitators of our Father. Let's go back to creation. It says in Genesis 1 that God saw darkness, but he never said anything about the darkness. The word says that he saw the darkness. But don't you know that God called forth what he wanted? Not what he saw, but what he wanted. He didn't mention the darkness at all. He didn't even tell the darkness to flee. God simply said, light be, and light appeared. That's our example to follow. As children of God, we're called to be imitators of God, as it says in Ephesians 5:1. We imitate our Father. We don't imitate the world. Their daddy is Satan. Listen, there are only two fathers of spirits in the world. It's either God or Satan. There's no in-between voice. You know, people have a voice, but that voice comes from one of the two spirits. We are human beings, but we are spirits first and foremost. So our words come from spiritual sources. That's why the Bible could classify good versus evil, blessing versus a curse, light or darkness concerning all man. There's no separation. This is how we were created. Therefore, there are only two sides of this coin that we call life on earth. Now, Jesus said it straight up. He said, if you're not for me, you're against me. That's the bottom line. It's a narrow way, and it's specifically designed and outlined. That's why Jesus could say, I am the way. Don't care if it's offensive to some people. It's the truth. It's not going to be what these politicians told you. It's going to be you and God face to face. So I don't care what it is. It could be words in this world about the COVID spread or the financial ruin or whatever. We know you want to trust these leaders. You cannot serve two masters. If God is your Father, then trust him. Now, if the devil is your God, then serve him and continue to listen to the media, because that's exactly who they're listening to. As God told us before and the last time, that the voice of the media is actually narrating the story the enemy wants you to hear. It's the devil's words. Now, it's simple. The leaders are under the influence of Satan. These people are talking crazy. You think about it. Who tells you to defund the police and let anarchy reign? No government can stand under that. That's what the devil wants. But if you're under the influence of God, he tells you to stand under his authority first and foremost, and then the devil will flee. You have to operate under influence of those who are following Jesus Christ and the Word. Otherwise, you're following those who are being influenced by Satan, and they're the blind leading the blind, and you'll both fall into the destruction that's coming. But you, beloved, who are called to victory, because that is what you have in Christ. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. That's what the Bible tells us. The world is reaping a harvest of wicked seeds that have been sown throughout the years. That's not your lot as a child of God. So don't be conformed to the ways and the words of the world. Do as Romans 12 tells you, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. It has to be proved in the earth, but it can only happen when you renew your mind and change your words to speak what God speaks. It's just that simple. Your words are seeds. We talked about it last time. Whether it's good or bad, blessing or curse, life or death, it's in the power of your tongue to bring it to pass. So if your words are the seeds, bring forth a harvest, what do you want? If you want sickness, if you want COVID, if you want all this financial ruin, then speak what they're speaking. Or you can get in the Word, speak what God is speaking, and let Him tell you, give you a whole nother vocabulary about what's going on and what He has for you. This is how you have victory through Jesus Christ. But you have to have proof. Now, the devil's kids have no problem speaking the devil's words. That's why we see so much evil. That's why the virus is still going around when God said it's dead. It's a spiritual principle at work, and the devil knows it. Think about it. Take the news media. They're repeating the same evil report day and night. On the internet, there's also a war against truth. If you say anything against what the media is saying, they shut you down. And why would they do this? Think about it. What are they trying to block you from? What is it they don't want you to hear? Beloved, they don't want you to hear truth. They want you to bring forth what the devil wants. They want you to hear his words day and night. But I tell you, as the word of God said, and remember what God said to Joshua before the walls of Jericho fell, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall you make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Beloved, keep God's word in your mouth day and night, even if it means listening to the news and then speaking against it with the word of God and doing that day and night. Then set your mind to obey what God says, and then you shall make your way prosperous. Not the government prospering you, not God even doing it. But you yourselves make your way prosperous by the words you choose to speak and the words you meditate on and the words you follow. It's your life. It's your words. It's also your faith that makes prosperity happen in your life. And then you'll have good success. So what do you want out of life? Do you want the victory? Then start speaking victorious words. If you want failure, if you want sickness, if you want disease, go ahead and continue speaking those, because you will have what you say. But that's not your lot. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. So if you're a believer, declare the victory in your body. Declare the victory in your mind. Declare the victory in your family over COVID, over the sickness and disease, over poverty, over corruption and evil in your city, in your state, in your nation, and ultimately in the world. Declare as Jesus told us to say when we pray to the Heavenly Father, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, let it be in earth." That's what we should be speaking. You can watch the news, but when they say something, you know it's against God's will, you say, Lord God, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in that situation. You speak over it, because what you want heaven to come to earth. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no poverty, no corruption, only God. Only wonderful things, only abundance, only peace and joy and love. And Jesus came, not so that we could go to heaven, but that he could bring heaven to earth. So we declare what heaven declares, and we'll see the victory. We'll see it manifested, not in the long term from now. We'll see it in the coming days, in the coming weeks, the months, and in the years to come. Beloved, we have the victory in Jesus Christ. We do have the victory. And I know that there's some leaders out there that are just as caught up in the negative. Pray for them. Pray for them. Leaders of the nation, leaders of the church, they know not what they do. They're being controlled and influenced by a spirit. And some of them is the spirit of fear. But God did not give us the spirit of fear. No, he gave us power. The word is power. His Holy Spirit is power. He gave us love. They're speaking hate. They're speaking dissension. They're speaking evil. Why? It's what's in them. They're being influenced, but that's not how you get victory. The victory is in Jesus Christ. We have power. The power is in his word. The power is in his Holy Spirit. Think about it. God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Beloved, that's our role. Jesus was our example to follow. We who are called to Jesus Christ have to be anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power so that we can go around doing good and healing those who've been hurt by this media, who've been hurt by COVID, who've been hurt by poverty. Because the only thing the government knows how to do is speak things, but they don't know how to heal. They can't deliver. They can throw money at certain things. And right now they're broke. But the whole thing is the power, the victory is in Jesus Christ. And God only gives that to those who earnestly seek him. So you have to diligently seek the Lord, earnestly seek him with your whole heart. And whatever you want, whatever you need will come to pass. He will give you the road. He'll build the light in darkness. He will show you the way. He will give you an answer when there's no answer coming from nowhere else. He's a way out of no way. He is a way maker because that's what he does. Everything we're going through right now, he has seen. Don't you know? He knew this, but we'd be where we are. He knew we'd be in this situation. So he has the answers. So I encourage you strongly to get in the word, get into prayer, start telling the Lord, Lord, what shall I do? What shall I speak? You give me words. You give me peace. You give me those things that you said were mine from Jesus Christ and show me how I can walk in it in Jesus' name. So do what the word says, decree a thing, and it shall be established. So if you want what God has established in your life, I hear the Lord saying it now, believe in your God. Believe in the prophets and this shall be established. You have to believe in God. You have to believe in the prophetic word that he speaks to you. It's not the prophet per se. It's the prophetic word. It's the prophetic word that God wants you to believe in. And then you will see as things established in your life. So hear his spirit. His words are spirit and life. Hear his spirit and let him direct you to the victory. Let him show you a way. Because what God is doing in this hour is not something that was normal. It's not a human route. He's going a supernatural way, and you have to hear his voice to go there. You have to be able to see to go there. Just like the Elisha, when he had to say, Lord, open their eyes, open my servant's eyes so he can see. He had to have his eyes open to be able to see the victory. And beloved, I'm telling you, open your eyes because there are angels all around us waiting for you to speak the word only and you will see victory. You will see victory as God said. You will see what he says because it will manifest through your mouth as his vessel in this earth. So Lord knows he's got wonderful things for us. He wants to release them in our day, not in the near future, but right now. So we have the victory. Let's put it in our mouth and walk in it today. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, standing on the victory that we have in our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until next time.